Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Houston covering, for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Keltner moves to second. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy moves to second. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Metkovich. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Fleming scores. Seary moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 2 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Peck reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorish fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Al Widmer now pitching. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seary strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Leon Culberson pinch hits for Al Widmer. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Seary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pellegrini hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 2 in the game. Embry hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. York reaches second base with a double. Mealy moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mealy scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Indians. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Sam Mealy now playing center field. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Seary strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesci hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. One out. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-3 in the game. Embry takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Peck hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mealy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Indians. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yurk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell pinch hits for Johnny Murphy. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.